The Three Papayas. Once upon a time, there was a prosperous kingdom named Belland. The land in the kingdom was very fertile, and the people could grow plenty of fruit, cereals, and vegetables. Additionally, there were green valleys where the cattle and sheep had lots of grass to feed on. And since people had enough products for themselves, they used to sell the extra ones in the nearby countries. Everybody lived happily, and they liked their king very much. He was a generous and fair man who worked hard to rule the country as well as possible. When the king was 100 years old, he died. But he died happily, because he knew his son, Prince Zamir, would continue ruling the country as he had done. And so it happened, and the people of the kingdom continued living very pleased with their new king. But one day the country was attacked by an evil king from Linga, a poor neighboring country where people lived in misery, especially because King Abasari spent the country's money on parties and many luxuries. He was envious of Prince Zamir because his people loved him. Abasari wanted to take over Belland and expel Prince Zamir. So he did just that. One night, he attacked Belland's principal city and took Prince Zamir prisoner. He put him in jail. And to ensure Belland's army wouldn't free him, he sent Zamir to the desert, where he hoped he would die without food and protection. So Abasari gave Prince Zamir beggar's clothes and took him away, closing the city's doors after him. Zamir sat on a rock. The night was dark, and he felt so unhappy and desperate because he knew he would never come back to his country. Suddenly, Zamir saw a shadow coming close to him, and he was about to run when he realized it was an old man with a kind face. The man said, "Please listen. I am a wizard, and I feel sorry for you. I know you are a good man, and I want to help you. You have to go in that direction. And that is the eastern part of the desert. Take these three papayas with you. It'll be very hot in the desert. You'll be very thirsty, but don't cut the papayas unless you see an oasis where there is water. Please listen to me. I won't abandon you, and I am going to organize your army to rescue you." Zamir got the three papayas and wanted to say something, but the wizard disappeared. It was morning, and Zamir started walking through the desert. The sun was high and hit Zamir. He felt thirsty and weak, and started dreaming of water and food. Suddenly, he remembered the three papayas the wizard had given him, and he decided to eat one, even though there wasn't any water nearby. He thought that by eating one papaya would not make much of a difference, so he took a knife and a papaya from his bag and cut it in two. As soon as he did so, a very beautiful princess appeared from inside the fruit. "Water! Water, please! I need some water!" Zamir started looking for water all over the place, but he couldn't find any, and the beautiful princess closed her eyes and died. Zamir was very sorry he hadn't listened to the wizard and started walking again. It was midday, and it was even hotter. Zamir thought he would die too if he didn't drink water or something liquid, and decided to open another papaya, hoping not to find another princess. But as soon as he cut the papaya, another beautiful princess appeared. She was more beautiful than the first one, and she asked, "Water, water, please, I need some water." Zamir was desperate and tried to find some water, but it was impossible, and so the second princess closed her eyes and died. Zamir repented and became so depressed because he felt it was his fault the princesses had died. He continued walking and decided not to open the third papaya even if he had to die. In fact, he was close to death when he heard a soft noise behind some bushes. It was water, pure and crystal clear water. He drank and drank until he started feeling alive again. He rested a little and suddenly remembered the third papaya, and he decided to open it. He cut the fruit in two, and a third princess appeared. She was the most beautiful creature he had seen in his life, and he fell in love with her.
"Water, water, please, I need some water," she said.
Zamir took water with his old hat and gave it to the princess.
"Thank you very much," the princess said. "I have been a prisoner in this fruit for years. A bad wizard locked me in. But another wizard offered to help me, giving the fruit and the instructions to free me to a nice gentleman. And you are that person. Thank you again."
The prince was so happy to meet the beautiful princess and asked her to marry him. He said, "I need to recover my kingdom. I will organize my army and I will defeat Abasari. I will not run away. Please stay in this place and I'll come back to take you to Belland." The princess accepted his proposal and decided to stay there. She closed her eyes and fell asleep under a tree. But it happened that on the top of the tree there was a witch resting too, and she heard the conversation. She was very bad and made a plan. She poked a needle into the princess's head, and the princess became a pigeon and flew away. A few days later, Prince Zamir came back to rescue the princess because he had defeated Abasari and sent him away, and now he had his kingdom back. Meanwhile, the witch took the princess's place and lay down under the tree. Horrified, Zamir saw the ugly witch and thought his princess wasn't as beautiful as he had remembered. "You look so different," he said.
"It's because I've been here so many days without any food and under the sun."
The prince was so disappointed to see this ugly woman, but because he had to honor his word, he took her to the palace to prepare the wedding ceremony. Every morning, Prince Zamir saw a beautiful pigeon at his window. The pigeon used to sing, "What will the king do with the evil queen? What will the king do with the evil queen?" Then it would disappear. One day, the prince caught the pigeon in his hands and started to pet it. And he was very sad, remembering the beautiful princess. Suddenly, he felt the needle in the pigeon's head. He pulled it out, and the pigeon became a princess again. She told Zamir what had happened, and he expelled the witch from Belland. Zamir and the princess got married and lived happily ever after.